You're the bottleneck in your business. And the solution isn't hiring a human you can't afford. It's hiring an AI employee you can train in a weekend. Let me explain what I mean by that, because I think there's confusion about what an AI employee actually is.
Think about what an employee does. An employee shows up. They handle a specific role. They follow your processes. They make decisions within the boundaries you've set. They produce work you can use without you standing over their shoulder every minute. That's what makes them valuable. You hand them a responsibility and they own it.
An AI employee does the same thing. It's a system that handles a specific role in your business, makes decisions within defined parameters, and produces outputs you can use without your direct involvement every single time. It's not a chatbot. It's not a search engine you talk to. It's a system with a job. This episode covers the five AI employees to hire first, the specific use cases, the tools to consider, and how to start building this week. And here's where it gets interesting. We're in an era now where AI agents can do things that weren't possible even a year ago. An agent doesn't just answer your questions. It takes action. It can research, draft, schedule, follow up, and even interact with your clients on your behalf. Think of a personal digital agent that sits between you and the work. You still ideate. You still make the strategic calls, but the researching, the executing, the coordinating, the communicating, the agent handles that.
I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it. And here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. I help you keep up. Let's build. These are not hypothetical roles. These are systems that service-based business owners are running right now. And the ones who built them are scaling without hiring, delivering faster than their competitors, and freeing up their time to spend on the parts of their business that actually require their presence.
Let's start with why this matters more now than it did 2 years ago. If you're a therapist, a coach, a fractional executive, a lawyer, a real estate agent, an architect, a consultant, a doctor, or any type of service-based business owner, you're operating in a market that just fundamentally changed. Your competitors are not just other humans anymore. They're humans augmented by AI, and they're moving faster, delivering more, and charging the same or higher rates because their capacity just multiplied. If you're still doing everything manually, you're not competing on a level playing field. You're competing uphill. But here's the opportunity. You're also more agile than the big players. You're a speedboat, not a cruise ship. And that means you can turn faster, adapt quicker, and implement new systems in days instead of months. Large companies and enterprises have been doing things the same way for decades or centuries. They have legacy systems, they have compliance requirements, they have entire departments dedicated to change management.
You don't. You can test a tool this week and have it running next week. You can automate a process and see the results within days. You can build an entire AI employee over a weekend and deploy it immediately. That's your competitive advantage. And if you use it, you win. So let me show you exactly where to start.
A, I employee one, the research analyst. This is the employee that gathers information, pulls data, and synthesizes insights before you make decisions. Here's what that looks like in practice. You're a fractional executive stepping into a new engagement. You need to understand the company's current state before your first strategy meeting. That means researching their organizational structure, recent performance, key challenges, competitive landscape, and industry trends. Old way, you spend 6 hours reviewing financial documents, org charts, industry reports, and competitor analysis. You take notes, you build frameworks. By the time you're done, you're exhausted before you even walk into the first meeting. New way, your AI research analyst does it in 30 minutes. You give it the company name, industry, and specific focus areas. It pulls the data, synthesizes it, and delivers a briefing document. You review it, add your strategic perspective, and you're ready. Or you're an accountant preparing for tax season. Each client needs industry-specific tax strategy recommendations based on current regulations and their business structure.
Old way, 4 to 5 hours per client researching relevant tax codes, industry-specific deductions, and regulatory changes. By the time you finish the research, the actual tax work hasn't even started. New way, your AI research analyst pulls industry-specific tax strategies, recent regulatory updates, and applicable deductions in under an hour. You review it, apply your expertise to the client's specific situation, and deliver strategic recommendations. The pattern here is simple. AI handles the high-volume data gathering. You handle the strategic analysis and client-facing work.
That's not replacing your expertise. That's freeing you to apply your expertise where it actually matters. AI employee 2, the content producer. If you're building a personal brand, if you're creating thought leadership content, if you're using content to generate inbound leads, this is the employee that scales your output without scaling your time. Here's the reality. Most service-based business owners know they need to create content. They just don't have the time to do it consistently. You have an idea, you want to share it, but turning that idea into a podcast episode, a blog post, a video, and social posts takes hours. If you're doing that manually, it's a full-time job, and you already have a full-time job delivering for clients.
So you don't do it, or you do it inconsistently, or you burn out trying to keep up. Your AI content producer solves this. An idea goes in, a podcast script for your AI voice and video clone to deliver, a blog post, a YouTube video, newsletter section, LinkedIn posts, short form clips, and social captions come out, 90% automatic, with less than 1 hour a day or 5 hours a week. I'm running the system right now. The voice memo gets transcribed. The transcript feeds into Claude, which drafts the podcast script in my voice. 11 Labs renders the audio. HeyGen produces the video with my AI clone. The transcript also generates the blog post, the newsletter section, the LinkedIn posts, and the clips.
That's not theoretical. That's the actual workflow, and it runs every single week. You can build the same thing for your business. Whether you're a coach creating weekly insights, a medical professional documenting best practices, or a speaker repurposing keynote content, the principle is the same. Create once. Distribute everywhere. Automate the repurposing. AI employee 3, the 24-hour receptionist.
This one might be the most immediately valuable, and most service-based business owners haven't even thought about it yet.
Here's the problem. Potential clients are landing on your website right now. They're calling your office right now. And if you can't capture them and get them the information they need in that moment, they're gone. They've already moved on to the next option. People have short attention spans, and they're getting even shorter every day. If someone comes to your website and you send them to a contact form and tell them you'll get back to them, that's a missed client. If someone calls your office and gets voicemail during business hours because you're in a session with another client, that's a missed client. These are people who are ready to buy, ready to book, ready to sign up, and they left because nobody was there to help them. AI solves this completely.
A voice agent can answer your phone 24 hours a day. It's trained on your business, your services, your pricing, your frequently asked questions. It sounds natural. It handles the conversation. It can book an appointment directly on your calendar. An agentic chatbot on your website does the same thing. It's not one of those old chatbots that gives you three scripted options and then tells you to call a number. This is an intelligent conversational agent trained on the relevant context for your specific business. It asks smart discovery questions. It qualifies the lead. It books the appointment. It sends the confirmation email. All while you're sleeping, at the gym, spending time with your children, or vacationing at the beach. If you're a therapist, that's a new patient booking an intake session at 11 p.m. without you being involved. If you're a lawyer, that's a potential client getting their initial questions answered and scheduling a consultation while you're in court. If you're an architect, that's a prospective client describing their project and getting booked for a discovery call on a Sunday afternoon.
Every hour your business is unreachable is revenue left on the table. The 24-hour receptionist eliminates that entirely.
AI employee 4, the onboarding specialist.
Every service-based business owner has some version of this workflow. A new client signs. You send them a welcome email. You schedule a kickoff call. You send them an intake form. You collect their information. You send them a contract and an invoice. You add them to your CRM. You give them access to your materials. If you're doing that manually for every client, it takes an hour or more per person. And if you're scaling, that's unsustainable.
I suggested someone in a networking group I'm in start using AI and told them about a few vibe coding tools in Claude. She built her entire client onboarding portal in one day using a no-code tool called Lovable.
Intake form, welcome sequence, payment processing, calendar integration, everything.
Her clients can now onboard themselves. She gets a notification when they complete the process. That's it. Her involvement is zero unless there's an exception.
Or take a coach running a group program. 50 people sign up. Each one needs to be onboarded, added to the community, sent the course materials, and set up with access to the live calls.
Doing that manually is a nightmare. Automating it means it happens instantly without her touching any of it.
The principle here is simple. Anything you do the same way for every client can be systematized, and anything that's systematized can be automated. And let's be clear here, automation is not new. People had email marketing platforms for years, but the difference now is the ease in which these options can be accessed and utilized. Proposals, contracts, invoices, intake forms, welcome sequences, delivery of materials, progress check-ins.
None of that requires your genius. It just requires consistency. And AI handles consistency better than humans do. AI employee 5, the follow-up manager. This is the employee that nurtures leads, books meetings, sends reminders, and keeps your pipeline moving without you micromanaging every interaction. Here's what this looks like for a speaker. You deliver a keynote. Great. You crushed it. The audience loved it. And then what? Old way. You manually follow up with the event planner to ask for a testimonial. You manually reach out to attendees who expressed interest in booking you. You manually send your one sheet to the planner's network. Maybe you do it. Maybe you don't. Maybe it falls through the cracks because you're already on to the next gig. New way, your A, I follow-up manager handles it. Automated email to the planner 3 days post-event asking for a testimonial. Automated sequence to attendees who filled out your interest form. Automated outreach to the planner's referral network with your booking info.
All of it happens whether you remember to do it or not. Or take a financial advisor with a pipeline of leads. Some are hot, some are warm, some are cold. You need to nurture all of them without spending your entire week writing emails. Your AI follow-up manager sends the sequences. It tracks engagement. It books calls when people respond. It moves leads through the pipeline automatically based on their behavior. You're not doing less work with clients. You're doing less work managing the pipeline, so you have more capacity for actual client delivery. That's the pattern across all 5 employees. They handle the high-volume, repetitive tasks that consume your time, and they free you to focus on the parts of your business that create real connection and transformation. So here's what I want you to do. Pick one. Don't try to automate everything at once. Pick the AI employee that would have the biggest impact on your business right now. If you're spending too much time on research, start there. If content is your bottleneck, start there. If you're losing clients because nobody's answering the phone or responding to your website visitors, start there. If onboarding is eating your capacity, start there. If follow-up is inconsistent, start there. Build that one system. Test it. Refine it. Let the evidence build your confidence. Then automate the next one. That's the connector method. Fast action, evidence, confidence, results. Now let me address the question I know some of you are asking.
What about the cost? Here's the reality. If you cannot pay someone a true living wage, you should not be hiring a human for these roles. You should be hiring AI. Most small business owners can't even pay themselves a true living wage.
A living wage employee costs at least $50 an hour after you account for taxes, benefits, and overhead. And this is a living wage, not a party wage. If you're running a solo practice or a small service business, you probably can't afford that for roles like research, content production, onboarding, and follow-up, but you can afford a couple hundred a month for AI tools that handle all of it. That's not cheap labor exploitation, that's strategic resource allocation. You're not underpaying a human. You're using technology to handle work that can actually save or scale your business so you can afford to hire, or giving your current employees the means to be way more productive. Or you're building a business you wouldn't have been able to have otherwise.
And here's what that frees you to do.
Spend your time on the parts of your business that require you. The strategy calls, the client transformation, the high value delivery.
And spend your time on the parts of your life that require you. Your children, your garden, your health. Reading, watching TV, traveling, diving, hiking, whatever brings you rest and joy. That is why I'm so passionate about you building AI employees. to give you the time to do that and still have a flourishing business that makes more money than it ever has, that gets more done than it ever could have before without you needing to hire someone when you can't even pay yourself.
Now let me tell you about the resources that exist to help you build this. There is so much free education right now, and I don't mean low-quality free content. I mean world-class education that's completely accessible. YouTube has thousands of hours of tutorials. Claude just dropped Claude Academy with free courses and certifications. There are free school communities like Women Build AI, run by Sabrina Romanov, where people are actually building, not just talking about it. The knowledge is not gatekept anymore. It's available. And if you have an internet connection, you have access. Now, I'll be honest, I've bought courses, and with the exception of Mic Drop Workshop, which is Jess Ekstrom's program for helping women become paid speakers, I could have done without most of them. The difference with Mic Drop is that it's teaching something that requires experience. You can't get from AI. She's not just sitting online. She's actually doing these talks. It's a whole community of women who are out there booking gigs and learning from each other in real time. That's the kind of education that matters, the kind that comes from lived experience, not just packaged information,
but for learning how to use AI tools, how to build automations, how to set up workflows. You don't need a paid course. You need to start building.
That's the moat. In-person experiences, virtual meetups, live communities where people are doing the thing together.
Because we're craving that more than ever. Real connection, real collaboration, real accountability. And that's what you should be spending your time building if you're a coach, a solopreneur, or an educator. The parts that require you, the parts A, I can't replicate. Your onboarding process, automate it. Your invoice system, automate it. Your 24-hour receptionist, automate it. Your chatbot and FAQs, automate it. Your customer service to an extent, automate it.
Build your AI employees. Build your AI team. Spend your time on the things that require you in your business, and spend your time on the things that require you in your real life, your children, your relationships, your health, your rest. Some of your best ideas come from rest. They come from watching something funny on Netflix. They come from taking a walk. They come from being bored enough that your brain has space to think. You'll hear a lot of these gurus and people online saying stuff like, if you don't have any money or if you're broke, you shouldn't be watching TV. I call complete nonsense on that.
You absolutely need to rest. You do not need to earn the right to rest. You need rest to be your most creative, amazing, helpful, giving self. So here's where to start.
The AI Employee Report at audit.seed and society.com. 11 questions. Your personalized build plan. Free. It's designed for service-based business owners who want to leverage AI without becoming engineers. Take it. See what it tells you. And then start building. Pick one AI employee. Build it this week. Test it next week. Refine it the week after. And then move to the next one. One system at a time. Fast action, evidence, confidence, results. That's how you scale without hiring. That's how you get more money, more time, and more options. That's how you build a business that runs whether you're actively working or not. The window is open. The tools are accessible. The education is free. The only question is whether you move now or wait until everyone else has already built the advantage. Sharing links to some of the resources I mentioned in this episode in the show notes below. The newsletter is where all of this gets broken down step by step. Tools, workflows, frameworks, tutorials, everything you need. Sign up at newsletter.seed and society.com. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.